Aidan Ray, you've won Group N, so you must be well pleased with the weekend.
Yeah, we're well pleased. Hey, more than happy with it. We had a good run all weekend. We led from the start. So glad to be here. It's been a long weekend, a lot of pressure on us and stuff, but definitely it was good now.
And tell us about some of those classic stages, some memorable moments.
Some moments and brilliant stages, absolutely brilliant stages. Like there, David Guest there behind us in second, he was going very well as well. He put us under a bit of pee there the last couple of days and stuff, but it was good. It was a good race now. It's good to be here in the end.
Tony Quinn, you've completed the Donegal International Rally. You'll remember this weekend.
Yeah, it's been a good weekend, and I'd highly recommend it to anybody that's having a look at doing an international event. It's probably one of the best events and the toughest events anybody could do.
What was the big highlight for you?
Oh, I can't just name one highlight. I think the whole thing, the whole ambience, probably the support of the people of the region, you know, Donegal and that. They've been very, very good, and I've never met so many nice policemen either. They're all very helpful, but just the general feeling from the public and the people for the competitors is very special.
And how does this rate with other rallies that you've done?
Oh, it's right up there. I mean, it's one of the best. And I'd like to say that the drivers that, you know, are in the top 10, top 15, they are some special drivers there. They are fully committed, and they're bloody Irish champions, if not world champions.
Paul, you've just completed the Donegal International Rally. Your thoughts after this?
Man Machine versus Donegal Hills. In this case, the machine won out, thank God. It's a fabulous rally. It's a real marathon, and the testimony to the car, our background team, Philip Case Motorsport, and my navigator here, Patrick Bright, keeping me in the road all weekend.
Any little scares along route?
Oh yeah, we went off this morning on the first day, so we did. We were lucky to get back on, thanks to the spectators. Lucky to get back into the rally, so happy to be finished.
Pat Kirk, they say the Donegal Rally is one of the greatest rallies of them all. This was a good example.
Yeah, I'm delighted for the winner, the local fella again. Fabulous. Happy for ourselves too to get finished. Very, very difficult conditions. Very slippy today, you know. But here we are, we're home in one piece again. You know.
It showed all the skills necessary. We had dry weather, wet weather, all sorts of expect the unexpected.
Well, we were at it with the fact we had a new car and we had to learn to drive it, and we were starting to drive it in the dry, and then all of a sudden then we had to learn to drive it all over again in the wet, you know, so it was a very difficult learning curve, but here we are anyway.
And looking forward to next year already?
I don't know about that. We'll take stock and see what happens.
Great.